love you because...
Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome. It's time for Our Day in History, October 22nd. And what you've just been hearing is Little Stevie Wonder, 1962. Then 12-year-old Little Stevie Wonder recorded his first single for Motown Records. That was it. Thank you for loving me all the way. So, the beginning of his career, 1962, on this day, October 22nd. Also on this day, there were some birthdays. Gummo Marx was born in 1893, Gummo Marx being one of the Marx brothers who performed briefly with the troupe, but then became their agent. Gummo, Zeppo, Harpo, Groucho, the very famous funny team of the Marx brothers. So Gummo was born on this day in 1893. This day in 1942, Michael Crichton was born. Of course, died much too early in 2008. He wrote Jurassic Park. That was part of that great series of films people just loved to watch. It was... he was born on this day in 1942. Diane Reeves was born on this day in 1956. Might be able to get some of her music up here during the course of this hour. Forgot to tell him about that. She made this incredible song, When You Know, a Grammy Award-winning album in 2008. She was born on this day in 1956. This is the day in 1957 that Martin Luther King Jr. was born. The son of Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. Also on this day, Paul Kagame was born in 1957. He's the sixth and still current president of Rwanda. Took office in 2003. Has been there ever since. He commanded the rebel force that ended the genocide in 1994 and was considered a leader and then has remained president to some the chagrin of many, but to the hope of many. On this day, our colleague and friend, pardon me, Michael Eric Dyson. Happy birthday, Michael. Was born on this day in 1958. And on this day in 1959, Ang Lee was born, the Taiwanese director of films like Sense and Sensibility, Brokeback Mountain, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, one of my favorites, as was Brokeback Mountain. And on this day, Franz Kafka, the composer, Kafka died in 1896. And this is the day in 1641 was the outbreak of the Irish Rebellion. The Catholic uprising in Ulster in 1641 against the English coming in to take over their country. And this was a rebellion in their rebellion in 1641. And then in 1690, interesting enough, you know, Harlem in New York was named after Harlem in Holland. And on this day in 1690, there was a revolt in Harlem in Holland when they tried to ban smoking. After Europeans stumbled into the West, into the Western Hemisphere, started growing, taking tobacco from the native people, brought it to Europe. Europeans quickly fell in love with this new product, tobacco. They liked to smoke when they drank their new product called coffee, and they tried to ban it in Harlem. And there was a riot ensued to allow people to have their tobacco. This is in 1775. The Continental Congress prohibited the enlistment of African Americans in the American Army on this date in 1775. On this day in 1790, slaves began their revolt in Haiti, and that became the first black republic in the Western Hemisphere. This was the day in 1902, the first time the American government intervened in a labor dispute, ending a strike. That was going on for 9 months with Pennsylvania coal miners who were fighting for better pay, shorter work days, union recognition. They got all that, except they didn't get the union recognition. And Teddy Roosevelt intervened for the first time in a strike in 1902. This is the day in 1915 that 25,000 women marched down Fifth Avenue demanding the right to vote in 1915. This is the day in 1935 that Dutch Schultz, Abe Landau, Otto Berman, and Lulu Rosencrantz were mowed down in a saloon in Newark, New Jersey. They became known as the Chop House Massacre. We talk about murders in the streets in our community today. One of the things that we don't realize, we forget about, I think, is that in the 1930s, especially in the Jewish and Italian communities, people were being mowed down every day in gangster-related activities. People who live in poverty, it happens all the time. It happened here. It happened then in 1935 in the Chop House murders in Newark, New Jersey. This was the day in 1945 that Jackie Robinson, the first African-American baseball player in our major leagues, signed his contract with the Brooklyn Dodgers on this date in 1945 and was sent to the Montreal Royals, the farm club, to play with the International League before coming up to the majors. And this is the day in 1947 that the NAACP petitioned the United Nations to act against racial injustices in the United States of America on this day in 1947. It was entitled An Appeal to the World to End Segregation and Discrimination in America. This is the day that, in 1956, that many of us who were young then remember, that tens of thousands of people took to the streets demanding that Hungary have their freedom from Soviet rule and stood up and fought and lost that revolution, but became a huge thing, inspiring people around the world around the issue of freedom. As I said, this is a day in 1962 that Stevie Wonder recorded his first CD. The first CD, listen to me, his first 45 single that came out. On this day also in 1963, Bob Dylan recorded The Times They Are A-Changing that launched him, and we'll be hearing that song coming up in the course of our program today as well. And this is also the day in 1973 that Richard Nixon said, "We will, okay, I give up, we'll release the tapes." That ended to his demise as president of the United States of America during Watergate. This is a day that a major battle took place. People forget this in 1975, that in the fight for the freedom of Angola, Cubans sent troops, and they were in pitched war with South African troops in Angola for the freedom of Angola. This is a day in 1986 that I remember very well. Kevin Nesmith, who was a black cadet at the Citadel in South Carolina, was taunted and attacked by five white students who dressed in Ku Klux Klan outfits. They harassed him, looted his room, burned his papers, became a huge cause in this country when that happened to him on this day in 1986. That's how recent it was. This is in 1991. Clarence Thomas became sworn in as Supreme Court Justice. And this is the day in 1991 that John Kevorkian, the physician who helped people with physician-assisted suicide, two women chose to die because of terminal illnesses on this day that led to the beginning of the prosecution of Jack Kevorkian. And this was the day that began the kind of the fourth doctor was shot and killed who performed abortions in upstate New York on this day in 1998, as snipers who hid and killed physicians providing legal abortions for women. This is a day in 2001 the postal workers Joseph Kersine and Thomas Morris died a month after inhaling the anthrax that was sent to the Brentwood sorting facility in Washington, D.C. Many others were sick, made sick by this, and these were spores of anthrax that were sent to U.S. senators. So that happened on this day in 2001. This is a day in 2001 your iPod first came out by Apple. And this day in 2002, this is when 50 Chechen rebels stormed a Moscow theater, taking 7,000 hostages. They had, and this is a major piece when the Chechens led their revolt against Russia, but attacking innocent civilians in Moscow. And the Russian special forces raided. 120 people were killed, mostly by the special forces in that attack. And on this day in 2006 is when Barack Obama, then Illinois senator, said that he's thinking about running for president of the United States. Well, that was history, and he did. So that's our day in history, October the 22nd. And before we start our conversation, we are going to take a short break and come right back, so don't go away.